So do you actually do that in your practice? Do you use Vivadotin and diffuse large B-cell?
Well, so the diffuse large B-cell story, we just published a paper on CD30 undetectable DLBCL. Nancy Bartlett is the first author. And response rates in the CD30 undetectable were in the 30% to 40% range. And when we looked at those more carefully, by sensitive immunohistochemical computer-assisted methods of detection, most of those really are positive. And so there's more that are positive than we think. So if I have that test available, the sensitive test, yeah, I would use it. But if I don't, there have been patients where I've treated with CD30 targeted agent, even though officially they were negative. If I go down to pathology and see a few cells on the slide, maybe the pathologist calls it negative appropriately, but I think there's enough there to make me consider a trial, and there's not too many great alternatives, perhaps in an elderly patient with relapsed diffuse large B-cell. I think it does make sense to try it.
Well, also you have, relatively favorable toxicity compared to, say, chemotherapy.
Exactly. So to give them a few doses and give them a couple months to see if they respond is not unreasonable.
So same thing with, say, peripheral T-cell?
Yeah, I think it's probably more likely to respond and more likely to have CD30. So I think you could make the argument that that's a reasonable approach. But certainly, peripheral T-cell should be tested for CD30 because, a significant number will be positive, and then you really have strong evidence for trying CD30 targeted therapy.
Any other lymphoma situations where you think about CD30 or Vivadotin?
The cutaneous T-cell, clearly, randomized trial just came out, clearly benefits over standard low-dose methotrexate and things like that. So I think cutaneous T-cell is very active. And again, it's a relatively well-tolerated agent compared to oral HDACs or IV HDACs, where you have to really be in the infusion room a lot longer with more toxicity. So I think that may be practice-changing.
What about anaplastic large cell in terms of Vivadotin? We know that it's very sensitive. It always seemed kind of weird that we don't use it up front. Is that coming ever?
Yeah, so the thing there is that the ALK-positive anaplastic large cells do pretty well with CHOP, and so it's a little hard to give up on it. The ALK negatives, if they're CD30 positive, I think that is certainly a reason where it could be studied. And clearly is a study that we're waiting for the results of with brentuximab vedotin replacing Adriamycin in CHOP. And so we're anxiously awaiting that to see if those results will be better and maybe be one of our first true, improvements in peripheral T-cell in a while.